Okay, great. This is the convening meeting of the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee for Monday, May 23rd, 2016. I guess this is Michael Novick. I guess I'll try to call the roll. Christian Beck.
Yeah, here.
Mansoor Saba. No. Eric Ramey.
Present.
Nancy Savar and Eric Tony.
First meeting.
Nancy's here.
Okay, Nancy Sorden. Yeah. Nancy Sorden. Wesley Bethune.
That was Nancy Savar. Here.
Yeah.
We have two Nancy's. John.
Yeah, there are two Nancy's. John Riley, WBAI. Serene Roberts, WBAI.
You're in
that selection. I'm sorry, can people mute if they're not answering? Can people mute if they're not answering the phone? Not answering the roll call? Serene Roberts, WBAI. Teresa Allen, KPFT. Sabrina Jacobs, KTFA. I heard her on the call before. Sabrina Jacobs,
present,
KPFA.
Present, I'm here.
Thank you. Fia Nwangasa, the affiliates. John Alexander, KPFK.
I'm here.
Venetia Love.
It's actually Patel Adams, and I'm here.
Sorry. That's right. Venetia Patel Adams. Sure. Sorry. My bad. Looking at the email.
That's okay.
That's
okay.
Right. Ron Pinchback, WBFW.
Brother.
Okay. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's a quorum. So there was a proposed agenda sent out, which was to elect a pro tem chair and secretary. Review the committee's purpose.
Point of information?
Yes.
Yes. How do I mute?
I think it's #1. If there's not a mute button on your phone, it's #1 usually.
Yeah, I'm using a different phone.
This is Ifea, just came on.
Great, thank you. We're just getting underway. We have a quorum, and so I was just reviewing the proposed agenda, which was to elect the pro tem chair and secretary, approve the agenda, review the committee's purpose, discuss national programming goals in light of the fiscal situation and rebuilding, any other new business, set the meeting dates and times for the next subsequent meetings, and adjourn. Is there anybody want to make a nomination for pro tem chair?
Well, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't continue.
All right. I'm willing to do that if any
nomination. Yeah, Christian nominates Michael.
All right. I'll accept that nomination. Any other nominations? Any objection to continuing as pro tem chair once we get the committee constituted?
Point of information, Nancy, KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I did not hear. Who is nominated for pro tem chair?
This is Michael Novick from KPFK. I was nominated by Christian Beck.
Oh, good.
Okay, and any nominations or anybody willing to serve as secretary pro tem?
This is Nancy from KPFT. If nobody else will do, I will do.
Okay, great. Anybody else willing or able, or are people content with Nancy? All right, hearing no one, I guess you're the secretary, Nancy. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, so I did just review that agenda, but we want to review the committee's purpose, discuss national programming goals in light of the fiscal situation, any other new business. I think that there was a proposal from Sabrina that came out subsequent to the thing I sent out, so we could take that up then. Set a new business, set a meeting date and time. So I had sent a couple of motions. I think the general purpose of the National Program Committee is to consider, you know, policy and direction for national programming. You know, maybe criteria for evaluating it once we have it, or I know that there was some proposal from the management leadership team of the different general managers to try to develop another morning show, national morning show. Are there other... is there anybody who actually served in this committee previously? I did a couple of years ago, but I was on as an LSP member at that time as opposed to the director.
This is Ichi. I did as well, but it's been a number of years ago as well.
Okay. So I know that a number of motions have come out of here in regard to the program council and some other things that I don't know where they ended up. But the proposals I submitted were basically more around the idea of a policy to develop national programming. So I can read the motions I sent out with the email. Whereas rebuilding Pacifica's base of listeners and listener sponsors through regaining, attracting, and retaining listeners is of the utmost importance to its ability to fulfill its mission and to survive, and whereas Pacifica has tremendous potential to impact the entire national political and cultural conversation with stations in the financial capital, New York, the political capital, D.C., energy capital, Houston, entertainment capital, L.A., and IT capital, the Bay Area, and affiliates around the U.S. and abroad. Therefore, resolved that the program committee recommend to the PNB the adoption of a national programming policy emphasizing the pooling of resources among our stations and affiliates and the development of alliances with other media producers, including documentary filmmakers, in order to produce long-form audiovisual documentaries that focus on investigative reports of pressing social, political, and economic issues, and on creative grassroots solutions being developed by social change agents and movements, and be a further resolved that the programming committee recommend that the PNB direct the national management and leadership team of all five stations to come up with a concrete proposal for implementing this priority, including a schedule of topics and broadcasts, a plan for building cooperative production relationships and alliances, and bottom liners for each program with the aim of that at least one such documentary can be produced and aired prior to the November election. So any comments on that proposal?
Yeah, Christian, KPFK, I like it. I like all items mentioned, and I wanted to possibly add something, make an amendment as far as delivery in the form of HD multicasting to provide you know, greater bandwidth and the ability to even further diversify the programming. I know that there's I did a little research. I know there's a startup cost for that. I don't know if that's something that would be, you know, amenable to this motion. But outside of that, I like the motion, and I just wanted to add that suggestion.
Okay. Could you put that in written form, maybe, and if possible, send it out? I did an open CC of the membership on the last email I sent, reminding people about the meeting.
Sure.
Group site. Thank you.
Yep.
Question. I don't see this proposal in my emails.
I sent it out on April 28th prior to the last meeting. I can send it again.
Are you going to send it to everyone? I'm sorry. Will it go to everyone?
I'm sorry?
Unless you're going to do it on a blast, can you send one to manhattan.ramey at yahoo as well, please? Eric,
yeah.
Eric Ramey. Thanks.
This is Ify. I have a question and a question. One is what cost, in addition to the HD cost, what other costs should be anticipated, number one, and number two, that the archive be included as a specific participant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are you suggesting that we add language asking the management to come up with a cost estimate? Or?
I think we have to. We're talking about developing programming that's going to enhance the financial status of the organization. I mean, the saying it takes money to, you have to spend money to make money, never really appealed to me, but I think that it's a question that has to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me a second to copy out what I sent and see if I can email it to everybody again. Okay, I just emailed that back out to everyone. So what I heard so far is the idea of adding in something about HD multicasting as a form of delivery. I think that might be a little bit outside the scope of this particular motion, because really you're talking about the entire broadcast operation of a station. I know that KPFT does have HD capacity and is in the process of getting some grants to have a third HD sort of channel. KPFK had looked at it a few years ago to a previous general manager and then backed away from it. I'm not sure why, but I know it is becoming much more common these days. I think that the cars in new vehicles now are automatically put in with HD capacity radios and car radios. So I think it might be more widely available than it was at one point. In general, the idea of HD is that it's a high definition form of radio casting, similar to TV. So if, I don't know if anybody's looking at TV over the air, but if you do, let's say Channel 2 has like four versions of Channel 2 and Channel 7. That's three or four versions of Channel 7. This would be the same thing for radio. Instead of just having, let's say, 90.7 KPFK, you would have 90.71, 90.72, 90.73, more or less. And with the proper equipment, you could hear three different broadcasting streams. Did somebody just get on the call?
Doreen's here.
Did somebody get off the call? I'm sorry?
Doreen is on.
Serene, okay. So we have a quorum, Serene, and we're discussing a motion that I made regarding developing national long form documentaries, kind of audiovisual documentaries. And the points that were raised, there was a proposal to add in something about HD broadcasting delivery. And then Fia raised the question of how do we get an estimate of the costs, and also that we should include the PRA specifically among the groups involved in developing the programming.
Hello, I just arrived. This is T.M. Scruggs in Berkeley.
Oh, okay, you are. All right, because I got an email from you saying that you didn't think you could be on the committee. All right, well, I think we have a quorum.
Oh, okay.
You're here. That's fine. That's great. You're quite welcome to be on the call. Can you make a note of that, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, great, because he wasn't in the original phone call. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got emails for it. That's why I just assumed I should.
Oh, good. Email. Okay. Terrific. Okay. No problem.
I'm sorry I'm late.
It's okay. So we just got underway a couple of minutes ago. We're considering a motion that I had sent out. I'm not sure if you ever got. I think I sent it to you originally, but I didn't send it just now when I resent it because I thought you had left the committee. But it's a motion to basically develop a national long-form documentary programming by partnering with other media producers, including documentary filmmakers, and I think there's an amendment to incorporate the PRA in that as well, and mandating the management to come up with a proposal for implementing it, which I guess is an amendment also to include what the budget and possible funding sources would be.
This is Nancy. I dropped myself off. I'm back on.
Okay.
So this would be, this is TM. This would be a radio documentary?
Well, I think we would produce as radio, but the potential, I think, would be to do something that was audiovisual, so you could air it on the radio, or you could actually, you know, watch it as a DVD. I think we've seen, Democracy Now! Kind of simulcast a video version of their show, and it's comprehensible as audio if you're not watching it. But it reaches potential audiences. We could use them, I think, as premiums eventually. See if I can forward you the motion.
Sure. Yeah, I checked my email. I don't see it right offhand.
Yeah, you don't have it because I didn't realize you had it.
Yeah, that's cool.
This is Sabrina, JPFA. Now, this is in addition to or incorporating a national morning show or a national morning programming as well, or is this two separate things? Because you mentioned that as well at the beginning of the meeting.
Yes, I wasn't aware of that initiative from the national management. So this was the idea of kind of long-form documentaries that would be standalone productions that might be 90 minutes in length. The original idea I had was that I was watching a movie called Food Chains about the Immokalee workers in Florida, the tomato. They had a kind of campaign to get various fast food places to increase the money they paid to the tomato producers so that the people who actually did the picking could get more money. And that movie opened up with, I think it was See It Now or one of the Edward R. Murrow documentaries on CBS from the early 60s that kind of exposed the conditions of labor in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually in Immokalee. Although at that time that was mostly black agricultural laborers.
Mm-hmm.
And it just struck me that there's nobody doing, Pacific is really the only people who would do that kind of expose now, and have the capacity to, create more buzz and generate, actually
right.
movement
right.
around issues. So that was the idea of doing long form, that instead of just, a typical public affairs show where you do 15 minutes and then you go on to somebody else.
Right.
Dig deeper and produce some things that would really, resonate and get other, if we're partnering with other media, they would have their audiences as well kind of accumulate with ours, and it would create, more of that effect of starting to,
Yeah, most definitely. And then we'd have a ready-made premium for fund drives, too, as well.
Right. So the proposal for a morning show, I think the leadership team, which is the general managers and maybe the program directors, the five stations, along with the national officers, you know, are I think developing an idea about that. But that would be different. It would be more of a newscast, I think, or something similar to now, the second show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're speaking about a regular visual documentary, right?
Yeah, I was saying audio-visual. We could do something that could be,
right,
you know, comprehensible on the radio, but actually, you know, you could buy a DVD of it and see it all as opposed to just listening to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it would kind of...
I disagree as far as people doing documentaries. I mean, there's lots and lots of people doing documentaries these days.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the point. But, you know, Brave New Films is doing stuff and so on. But I just think that, you know, because of where the whereas is, or the fact that we're in all these major cities around the country and with affiliates and many, many more, and that the impact of something that Pacifica gets involved in could be, you know, much bigger than, you know, just a single documentary. We're trying to do a series and working with other people. You know, I think there's a lot of interest back in the reason Michael Moore and folks from your background, in the background.
Comment.
Let me check my inbox.
A point of information, have we done roll call?
Yes, we did a roll call earlier and we're on the stream. We had
a quorum. Yeah.
Question, comment.
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is that?
It's a Pinchback, PFW.
Oh, right. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
There are some general things I do like about the proposal. There are some concerns I have because it's a very detailed proposal. It seems to me, folks, that we really need to focus on this. If we're going to do something collectively, it should be an election-oriented show. Not just the presidential election, but the Senate, House, and state houses. This is where all this power has consolidated, in the state houses. The reason I say this is, to me, is a priority, is because Pacifica right now has no, it's not serving its listeners, and it's not able to attract new listeners because we're not offering anything other than a hit and miss proposition at each station about what's currently happening, you know, in these elections. If we want to give something to our listeners and to attract new listeners, then we're going to have to attract them with something that they're interested in right now. Documentaries are great, you know, but unless you're interested in that particular thing, you know, you're not going to go there. This election is extremely important to the future of the world, not just America. So if we're going to do something in terms of a national broadcast, an ongoing national broadcast, it should be giving our listeners and members an opportunity to discuss, analyze, this whole process, something that we're not giving them right now. We're not doing that W, we're not doing that that BAI, maybe an individual programmer may do a show about something, but there's no national effort to identify the concerns, wishes, aspirations, anger, or whatever that our listeners and subscribers are subject to. That's my comment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Alan for the stack.
Oh, Teresa, you're on the call. Great. Sure, go ahead.
I just wanted to check in. I have a conflict. I have another meeting going on here also, so just want you to know I'm on the call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So, Ron, there was a line in the motion saying that we would, with the aim of airing one documentary prior to the November election. You want to try
one document? I mean, no harm, man. One documentary and a sea of confusion is not going to serve our listenership, and it's not going to attract new listeners.
Okay, I'm on the call now.
I'm sorry, who's that?
This is Lewis Wolf from Washington. I'm
okay.
Sorry. I had to have another conference call.
It's okay. So we were discussing a motion regarding trying to develop national documentaries, plural, with a goal of trying to get at least one of them produced before the election. Ron Pinchback is proposing that we focus on the election and thinks that, if I correct me if I'm wrong, Lou, you're saying, I'm sorry, Ron, you're saying more than one.
Yes, I mean, you know, we should be doing this. Yeah, we should be doing this, you know, now, you know, and ongoing until the election. And like I say, I emphasize, this is not just the presidential election. You know, I'm talking about, you know, the House, the Senate, and the state houses. And everyone that are about station, you know, have state houses, you know, and the whole country, you know. I mean, I'm just saying, if, you know, we've got to give our listeners an opportunity to weigh in on this stuff, and right now we're not doing that consistently.
Alexander, I want to make a comment. I think Ron makes a really good point. Right now, the focus of everything is on all the elections, and in local areas, it is other things besides just the national election. And it's something that we should capitalize on while we can.
Yes. That's the word. Capitalize on it while we can.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're looking to us for this opportunity. All we have to do is provide it, and I believe they will come. I believe they will pay attention. But if we don't provide it, if we keep these hit and miss propositions, you know, we'll get the same results.
Mm-hmm. Christian, want to chime in on that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I like that idea, and I think that's also a possible idea for a documentary in itself. Instead of waiting every 4 years to, you know, beat the drum, stay active locally, county, state, congressional. That could be a subject matter that could be explored and a good teaching tool to get people active in local politics as well as national. End of thought.
Doreen, should I start?
Go ahead.
Okay. I know that there have been some nationally available programs. I don't know whether every station has carried them during the primary season. And there was a motion that I brought, but I can't remember in which committee, you know, asking that these election-related shows, whether they're national or local or from our affiliates, be collected in one place on the website. So I'd have to go digging for that motion. And as I said, I don't even remember which committee it was raised in, but it couldn't have been programming. This is the first time. Yeah, but this is the first time we're meeting this year, and I...
Maybe it was the affiliates task force?
No.
Nancy, I remember it was programming. It was last year, and we did pass it.
Well, It might have come up last year, but it feels more recent than that. But I don't know. Anyway, the fact is we have had some programming, and we do need to have more programming. On the issue of asking our... Okay, so I can speak more specifically about WBAI, where our human resources are tapped in the extreme. So in terms of asking management to undertake further work, I think we might need first to ask what they're doing on those weekly calls, because they do meet on a regular basis. And I would expect that there's been some discussion of how to deal with the elections. And it would be good to try to find out, you know, what they've been considering. I always think it's good to fact find before we add a direction or instruction or request or whatever, however you want to frame that. There's also a motion from last year from the programming committee that was approved by the PNB in June, full year, and I've not seen any reports as a result. Again, asking management, how do you make your decisions? What's the process? What's the training for producers? You know, that sort of thing. They came out of the June 2015 LA meeting. So one, and I don't, if someone has access to that, it would be great if they could send it. I'm not in a position to search for it and send it to the committee. But I guess my concern is adding more motions saying do this, do that, when there's not been compliance with previous motions. There needs to be a process by which motions are acted on, or if they cannot be acted on for reasons that are legitimate, that those reasons then come back to the body that passed the motion. Otherwise, you know, we're just talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the process was for any of the national programming that has happened around elections. And I agree, it is a good opportunity. We don't really want to use the word capitalize, but it's a good opportunity to reach the broader listenership, you know,
the
potential listenership. Huh?
Seize the time.
Seize the time? Okay. You know, and it is a remarkable time. I mean, look who's running. Oh, my God. Anyway, so my preference is to not pass new motions, but to demand that the previous motions be complied with, or the non-compliance be explained.
Oh, Eric to the stack, if I might.
Sure, Eric, go ahead. I'm calling myself.
Certainly, with all respect to what Serene just said, those previous motions have not been acted on before some of the new people joined the committee, and some of the previous ones obviously are not here now. So it occurs to me that it's in order to adopt it. A new motion or new motions, in as much as I said, as they were not carried out by the previous panel.
Yeah, I'm going to call myself. I was going to suggest that, in a certain sense, I think what Serena is discussing might be more relevant for the governance committee. At KPFK, we instituted a policy on our local station board of having a listing of action items, motions that were passed, and then at each successive local station board meeting, we would report back on what happened with the passed motion, what action, if any, was taken. It seems like something that might be appropriate for the Pacifica National Board as well, that, when a policy is adopted and somebody is directed to implement that policy, there has to be some mechanism for reporting back to the TNB. I don't think that's the purview of this committee. I'm suggesting it might better go to governance or coordinating with somebody that's dealing in a more global way with the relations between the board and management.
Point of information, Nancy, KPFT.
Go ahead.
Can we make a list of things that haven't been done yet and send this list to the ED and IED and ask her, could she make note of it and see what she can do about it?
Earlier, I haven't been on the program committee for about 3 years or more, so if somebody is more in touch with recent past motions that came out of this committee and, were adopted by the TMB, I think that would be appropriate.
I don't think any of those went to the PMB yet. They were like, there's a long list of things for PMB, and it went to the PMB at all. We just asked, it did. That part about how they're doing, how the GMs are picking, how they do, that was passed as the last in-person at, I think it was Los Angeles, PMB meeting. They passed that. That's what Serene said. But we haven't gotten anything back. So I think it's in our, it's not bad if we ask the ED. I mean, unless we go through the PMB again and wait on the waiting list of things to do.
No, I'm not objecting to asking. I'm just saying that if somebody can compile a list of items such as you're suggesting, maybe you can bring it to the committee and we can pursue it. But absent concretely knowing what the motions were that were adopted or approved by the PMB and who we thought was going to implement them, it's hard to grapple with it in this meeting. I realize one thing we neglected to do is to set some times. I'm sorry. I took the liberty of trying to incorporate some of the proposals that were made by Ron and Athea, and I'm sending out a revised version of my original motion. I think the question of the HD is a little bit different because it's not related to any particular program that we produce. It's more about the operations of each station. And I think that's also somewhat beyond the scope of this committee. I don't know if you were on when I said this, Krista, but KPFT currently has HD capacity. KPFK looked into it and didn't do it. But I think it's each individual station has to get an authorization from the FCC and the funding necessary. I think there are some CPB grants to do that, but it's not just related to any single program that you produce. It has to be the operations of the station as a whole.
Okay, noted. Christian, point of information. Ken, I just wrote out like a sentence of it, of the amendment. Can I just reply all on that so you can just have a copy?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. That's what I was hoping
all right.
to do.
Thanks.
So if you want to check email, I did. That was Christian Beck from the LSB member of the committee from KPFK. So I just sent out a slightly revised version of the documentary programming motion.
Pitch back on the stack.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to. I have a separate proposal that I'd like to separate from this proposal, which we can discuss after if we make some decisions about this current proposal. But my proposal would be to create a national elections task force to deal specifically with election-related material from each of the stations, find out, what's going on, what's being planned, and get that stuff coordinated so that we can present a united front and and promoted as a Pacifica united effort. So I would like to separate that from this larger, you know, proposal, and we can discuss that in time.
Okay, so if you could send it out, as I say, I sent out a couple of emails just recently with an open CC to everybody who's on the committee, so if you reply all to one of those, it will get to us. We could discuss setting up a Yahoo group or something like that that some of the other committees have. Depending on what you think, Ron, this is what I incorporated into the motion that I sent out, the same two whereas clauses. And then it says, resolve the programming committee recommend to the PMB the adoption of a national programming policy emphasizing the pooling of resources among our stations, the PRA, Pacific Radio Archives, and our affiliates, and the development of alliances with other media producers, including documentary filmmakers, in order to produce long-form audiovisual documentaries that focus on investigative reports of pressing social, political, and economic issues that are being contested at the national and state level, and on creative grassroots solutions being developed by social change agents and movements to address those issues. So contested at the national state level had to do with the election, so, you know, but not doesn't require that. Further resolve, the programming committee recommend that PMB direct the national management leadership team of all five stations to come up with a concrete proposal for implementing this priority, including a proposed budget and possible funding sources, a schedule of election-related topics and broadcasts, a plan for building cooperative production relationships and alliances, and bottom line is for each program with the aim that such documentaries can be produced and aired prior to the November election. Maybe you should include something based, given what Serene said about reporting back to the programming committee or to the PMB about by a certain time about what response they have to this recommendation.
Folks, this is Pinchback.
Mm-hmm.
I also share Serene's concern about overtaxing an already overtaxed staff. I'm not saying that these things that this is not important, but every one of the stations right now are engaged in fund control, trying to gin up their fund generation process so that they can stay alive.
Sure.
And, you know, adding another mandate to them, to the station that can't be paid for, will end up in the same result, meaning we won't get anything done. And I think, you know, the funding for any initiative has to be dealt with, because these stations, you know, I mean, stations can't meet payroll. So if they can't meet payroll and things like that, where are they going to find the space and the funds to make these things happen? So any proposal that we come up with, I think, should be revenue central. I mean, should be revenue neutral, meaning, you know, take your current, something that we can do with current resources, because hoping that we can get additional money from CPB or whatever, you know, the election will be over before we get money from CPB, you know. So I'm just saying that needs to be a consideration, folks. You know, any mandates that we come up with, it has to be revenue neutral. The stations just don't have the money, and Pacifica doesn't have the money.
Right. Well, the first two whereas is that, you know, trying to get the money requires us to somehow attract new listeners, and so how do you do that?
By giving them what they want.
Yes.
By giving them what they want. They want to hear from Pacifica on these elections. You know, we generate the audience. We can do better in our press drives. That's our most immediate mechanism of raising money right now. if we have an election special, for if we just had a one-week election special where we cover all the issues, you know, from the progressive perspective, you know, from, I mean, something like I say, our listeners just haven't had the opportunity to do and promote it. Let's say, hey, look, we're going to do this. We want to attract new listeners. We want to get those millennials who are out there. Listen, Bernie Sanders is raising a lot of dough off of millennials and young folks, okay? There's a reason for that. That money's out there. The money's out there. We just have to put together something that's attractive enough for them to tune in and make them part of it. They become new members. We can generate some revenue, and hopefully this mitigates some of the slide that the stations have been engaged in. But we've got to give the, we've got to give the people what they want.
Okay, so I don't disagree with anything you're saying. Could you write that up in some way and, as I say, just reply all to the last email you received, everybody, and maybe would see it. But,
will do.
Chair?
People haven't expressed their opinion yet. Yes, go ahead.
I was checking with John O'Mella about HD. And I believe back when we were trying to look at it for KPFK, part of the problem is obviously you have to have a secondary digital transmitter and, you know, a new STL. So the cost he mentioned for DC would be maybe something like $30,000, but possibly higher. And for us, maybe a little higher than that.
Yeah, that's what I say. I think the HD is a completely separate question from the programming because it's the operation of the entire station. Each station has to get licensed to do that. There are, you know, extensive costs for transmitting in a different way. I think there's probably increased power usage.
It's really a great idea.
Yeah, no, I agree that it would give us tremendous capacity to add much more programming than we currently have because you could have two or three streams, but it's the same question people are asking. How do we get the seed money to, you know, do any of those things? So, I just think
back to Ron's idea. We have enough resources right now to do exactly what he's saying. At least at most of the stations, it's just a matter of coordinating what little resources we have left into specials. And when you said specials, are what we really need because if we create specials, we can use those specials to hopefully create less monotony during the fun drives. I don't know how the fun drives sound at other stations, but within the first day or two, we're having replays, and if we had election specials, you know, something else to replay, something to repackage, maybe it's even possible, because this wouldn't really take up that much time and resource for the stations. Like in BAI's case, they don't have very many resources, but if they could repackage things that they've already done and add that to the national idea that you have there, possibly.
Nancy, I'm back with EFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I think going back to the problem of making motions and presenting this to the PMB, I think we could, and not getting anything done, I mean, nothing coming of it, I think we could do two birds with one stone. We could present it at our local programming committee. That's nothing, that would not be doing anything wrong if we had the same proposals at our local boards or local programming committee or I don't know what we have there, but we could start. We started at KPFT a programming committee, even though we hadn't had one in a long time. And so there's nothing wrong with doing that. And about money, recently we decided to have kind of a special town hall meeting, although we're not calling it town hall meeting because in the past nobody comes. And so we called it something different. And one of our members went to get funding and got $10,000, so free lunch. So at least we can get them to come. We, you know, invited around 70 different nonprofits to get their input on what they want and how they, you know, how they feel and about the future, present, and the future of KPFT and diversity and diverse programming. And it was a union. Does that help? I mean, if union can do that much for in here in Texas, which is less than 5% of the workers are union workers, maybe y'all up there and the other places might have a suggestion, might think about it. Anyway, I'm through.
Okay. Could some of the people who haven't spoken chime in on the question of whether we should try to pursue a motion proposing some kind of national programming initiative or not, and then we can try to shape that motion? I'm hearing some reluctance from people who feel that anything beyond, kind of specials that basically are just compilations of things that people have the current capacity to produce would be taxing us too much. So I get some sense of the body about how to proceed. We're almost an hour into the call at this point.
This is Lewis Wolf to the stack.
Uh-huh. Yeah, please go ahead.
WPFW. I would just remind us all that there's a whole lot of maybe not a whole lot, but quite a bit of sentiment out there of apathy about voting, and there, a lot of folks are expressing the view they're just not going to vote. But it's true to say that the young people are stepping up in more numbers than ever before. So, I mean, this would to me speak to the need for such a special nationally, and you know, to mobilize people not only to possibly to vote where they had thought they wouldn't, but also to bring in revenue to the station, because they're interested, as Ron said earlier, in the topic, you know, and there's a lot of apathy that we want to overcome. That's all.
Other people want to...
Kristen to the stack.
Go ahead.
Yeah, as far as this motion, I think, what Jonathan brought up, we may be short on monetary resources, but we have other resources, namely the archives and just the on-air talent and their abilities. And also to reemphasize focusing on the younger listeners, the millennials, and also, emphasize cultural programming, music that's relevant to all ages, but, specifically to entice and excite younger listeners to also get active, politically as well. It all kind of feeds itself. And one more thing to maybe put in this motion, a time element, maybe some kind of deadline for at least updating progress or some kind of earmarked completion. End of thought.
Okay, any further comments or?
Serene.
Go ahead.
No one may want to speak. Okay, so I found the motions, although I'm having a little trouble forwarding them to you, and I wouldn't honestly expect anyone to vote on them seeing them for the first time now anyway. But I'll get them to you all, and maybe we can not wait a month for our next meeting if we can find an agreed-upon date before that. But there were actually basically four motions that were to have been sent to the PNB, that were sent to the PNB for December Nancy, you were right, December. And I would have to check to see what actually happened to them. I don't recall them coming up on any meeting where I was present, which means they still continue motions. You know, I know someone said something about new personnel on the committee, and therefore the old motions not necessarily needing to go forward. And, you know, the committee is the committee and the board is the board, even if personnel changes. But I think we try to redo everything from scratch because there are new people involved. But the four motions, there were actually four motions to go to the PNB. One was to remind GMs about the monthly reports, management reports to the listeners. The second one, and as I said, I'll send them for our next meeting, but obviously I don't expect you to act on it tonight. And the motion, it was from programming, recommending to the PNB that the IED arrange for Pacifica.org to house the compilation of audio files of programs relating to the 2016 national governmental elections by stations and our affiliates, and that each Pacifica station contain a permanent banner that links to that archive. Still, I think, a very good idea. And then the programming committee motion, the main motion, which was our June 2015, that actually calls upon the GMs to provide written station programming reports to the LSBs and to the PNB, talking about how programs are evaluated, moved, removed, how audience support is registered, any problems in the process and problems for producer development and training, et cetera. So these motions, I think, are actually still quite sound. And I'll follow them to the PNB just in case they've been missed. Well, I don't know, whatever. I'll send them again to the PNB, but I'll send them to you guys first because they won't be dealt with at this upcoming meeting anyway. I'm leaning towards supporting the ideas that Ron expressed about pushing for this programming on governmental elections because, like it or not, respected or not, the government, in quotes, shapes much of what happens in this country. And even if we disagree with them on every single point, we still need to focus on the fact that the system in place gives them a certain amount of power. So I'm inclined to support Ron's motion, and I'll send this to you guys within the next few days. Thank you.
I am preparing a motion now. I'll be sending it very, very shortly.
Okay.